This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The report in question from the Commerce Department this morning was the first guess at gross domestic product for the third quarter, that is July through September. It clocked in at an annualized rate of 1.5%. That is a big tumble from the almost 4% bump this past spring. Of course, the fine print reading commenced as soon as the report hit, and it turns out that something called private business inventory, stuff sitting on a shelf somewhere in a factory or a warehouse or a store, stuff that hasn't been sold to the final user yet, those inventories declined, which in turn took a big chunk out of the GDP number overall. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the explanation.
Let's start with a business that actually has inventory on its shelves.
You know, it's ion beams and electron beams, x-rays. It's like Buck Rogers.
Randy Delwo runs a small company that makes precision scientific instruments for industry and university labs.
We pay very close to our inventory when we order parts from vendors that we use to assemble products like sputter ion guns or analyzers or things like this.
Delwo wants to run a tight ship and not let his parts supplies get out ahead of his upcoming orders. Economists watch inventories, too, to judge how the whole economy's doing. Here's Bernie Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group.
What companies decided to do was fill the orders from consumers and businesses by drawing down from the existing inventory that they have.
But Baumol doesn't think they did that because they're convinced the economy's slowing and they don't want expensive supplies sitting on their shelves. Rather, he says inventories piled up earlier this year after a port strike and bad winter weather. That's done with, and going forward, he says businesses are pretty optimistic.
The very fact that we've had this drawdown in inventories does set the stage for companies to start filling up their stock rooms and their backlogs, and that should add to GDP growth in the fourth quarter.
Randy Delwo, by the way, sees just that trend. He's building inventory and expects higher sales of his scientific instruments in 2016. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.